Terms may apply. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC.
Sometimes it's just the tag that makes the commercial. From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. We're going to hold it right here because we have cars getting ready to dive onto the pit lane here as we've got our first leaders making their way slowly down the pit lane here. And let's go down on pit road now to Brad Gilley.
Chase Briscoe's crew gives him a tear off. They're on the right side of that race car. Looks like it took them a little bit longer on the right side than what they wanted it to. Crew is now on the left side. This is one of the first of the top contenders that have come in on my end of pit road.
Also coming in now, Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric in this group. So is Noah Gregson. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And we're waiting for Denny Hamlin to come in. And we also have Chris Buescher coming in, and we're waiting for those as well. Winnie Venturini.
Tyler Reddick was in for four tires and Sunoco fuel, but the gas can got a little lodged in there for an extra second, and it almost went for a ride, but it cleared. Bubba Wallace coming to a stop directly in front of me. It is four tires and fuel air pressure adjustment for Bubba Wallace, who's currently giving up that sixth place position. Brad Gilley.
William Byron's in. Crew is on the right side of his car. It's going to be a routine four-tire stop, as well as Sunoco race fuel. Joey Logano is going to come in after getting two tires at the last pit stop. He's going to get four fresh ones this time.
So he makes his way off the pit lane as we're watching several other cars dive onto the pit road, including Ross Chastain and Ty Gibbs, along with Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman. Back to Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman's in. Ross Chastain slides in as well. For Chastain, he did not take tires at the stage break. This is the second time in. He's going to get a wedge adjustment on the right side to try and tighten them up a little bit. Four tires to no-go fuel. Alex Bowman has to back up. They did not get the car tight on the lug nuts. Actually, they did, so he's down and away. Brett Millen.
Denny Hamlin, four tire stop. Everything went well this time for him. It was a 10-second stop for Denny Hamlin as he gets a four tire change air pressure adjustment.
Pretty sure there's going to be a pass through penalty here for
trouble.
Ryan Blaney
had a problem. Well, he finally gets it wowed up. Almost looked like he couldn't get stopped going onto the pit road.
Let's go down to Brett. Come in for a penalty here. Let's go over to Brett McMillan.
We got Brad Keselowski's in. They're already right to the left side of the car. The car's been just a little bit tight. They're doing an air pressure adjustment as he pulls back out. Let's go to Winnie Venturini.
It is nothing but a wheel coming off the right front of Ryan Blaney's car. There is damage around the wheel well area. He had just been on pit road for four tires and fuel. I'm going to guess there was a problem with that tire. I don't know how much contact he has on the right side of the race car, but currently they cannot get that tire off of the right front. The crew members are under there struggling, pulling on it right now. They're trying to jack it up a little bit higher to get that tire off. A long problem for Ryan Blaney. Brad Gilley.
Christopher Bell is going to give up the race lead. He slides into his pit stall. Crew goes to work on that number 20 Toyota Camry XSE. First can of Sunoco fuel is going in. They're working on the left side of his car right now. It's going to be a great stop for Christopher Bell. He's driving away.
One of the tires nearly got away from the Christopher Bell crew, but a guy made a great one-handed stop to catch it. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Kyle Busch has not been happy with the way this car has been handling. Remember, he got major adjustments during the last pit stop. Didn't help. He said the car was absolutely plowing. They're going to give him an air pressure adjustment this time. Better they're going to try to deal with most of it with air pressure adjustments. Four-tire change, Sunoco fuel, 10.2-second stop, Brad Gilley.
Last car to make a green flag pit stop in my section of pit road will be Daniel Suarez. He slides into his box, gets a fresh, clean windshield. Crew is now going over to the left side of his race car. Second can of Sunoco fuel going in. That's a fast pit stop for that track out. What do you got for you?
Ryan Blaney is still stopped in his pit stall. They just said on the radio, we're done. We can't get the tire off. Meanwhile, Martin Truex Jr. gives up his second-place position. Pitting right in front of me, it's four tires and fuel and a very fast pit stop for Martin Truex Jr. Ryan Blaney still sits on pit road.
Josh Berry has inherited the lead. Chase Elliott currently number two. Again, Truex has given up a top five to make his stop.
Mark watched a couple of replays. Blaney got into the wall with the right side, crunched that in. As you said, he's done. Man, what a difference a year makes. Last year, Ryan Blaney kind of kick-started his entire season by coming in here and winning the Coca-Cola 600, and now they're setting on pit road minus 6 yards. We owe our stations a local break. We'll do that right now. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, green flag pit stops underway. 152 laps of our 400 here for the Coca-Cola 600. Just moments ago on pit road, we have Josh Berry giving up the lead of that race. It's four tires. Sunoco fuel for him. Also on pit road was Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott has been fighting a short run condition. He also took four tires and fuel and an air pressure adjustment to help him again on those long runs.
And when all this cycles around, Mark, we're going to have a familiar leader.
Yeah, it's going to be Christopher Bell. And again, Bell and most of the other drivers pitted between 143 and 147. Josh Berry stayed out until lap 153 before making that stop. Right now it's time to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway and coverage of the Coca-Cola 600. Doug Rice and Mark Garrow up here in the booth. Backed up today by Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan. Out in the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson down in the truck. It's Harold Hamrick up here running the show in the booth. Laura Beth Barnhart. We've got 154 laps in the books right now. Christopher Bell has a two-second advantage over Brad Keselowski. Tell you what, let's go ahead and give you a Liberty University leaderboard. Christopher Bell leads by 2 seconds over Brad Keselowski. Bubba Wallace up to third, 2.5 seconds back. William Byron is fourth. Fifth is Ross Chastain. Denny Hamlin, sixth. Chris Buescher, seventh. Ty Gibbs, eighth. Tyler Reddick is ninth, and 10th to Alex Bowman.
11th is Michael McGowell. Martin Truex Jr. just passed Daniel Hemric for 12th. Hemric now 13th. Josh Berry, who just pitted, now 14th. Then Daniel Suarez, 15th, 16th. Noah Gregson, John Hunter Nemechek, 17th. 18th, Carson Hocevar. Austin Cindric, 19th. 20th, Chase Briscoe.
21st is going to be Todd Gilliland. Eric Jones is 22nd. 23rd is Kyle Busch. Chase Elliott, 24th. 25th is Ryan Preece. 26th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Next in line, it's Justin Allgaier driving in relief today, of course, for Kyle Larson. Joey Logano is 28th. 29th is Harrison Burton. And 30th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, 31st. 32nd, Zane Smith. Austin Dillon, 33rd. 34th is Justin Haley. He's the last car on the lead lap, minus 2 in 35th. Kaz Grala, Corey LaJoie, minus 2 in 36th. Ty Dillon, 37th, minus 3. B.J. McLeod, minus 7 in 38th. 39th, Ryan Blaney, 13 down and counting. J.J. Yelly is out. He'll get credit for 40th.
You probably heard in the background we've got a caution. Wendy will tell us what that's for in just a moment after we tell you that leaderboard was brought to you by Liberty University, where you can win one of several scholarships in the LU 24 $74,000 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24 for details. Now, Wendy Venturini, explain why we have caution flag number 3.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney, we documented, could not get that. The team could not get that right front tire off. They were able to get something on there to try and push them back, to which Ryan Blaney just described to the team that I can't even turn the wheel. So Ryan Blaney had to park his car right here on Pitt Road. He's walking by me right now, actually, but he has to go to the infield care center. So he is walking to the infield care center. We could get a word with him in just a few moments, but he had to leave it here on Pitt Road, which is why the caution had to come out. They do have to tow the car back to the garage area.
What a difference a year makes. Ryan Blaney, the hero last year, and this year it looks like he is probably going to finish 39th in the Coca-Cola 600 as they've got a tow truck out on Pitt Road now to pull his number 12 away. We'll take a timeout and come back and cover potential pit stops.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Today's Xfinity fastest lap goes to Ty Gibbs. It was on lap 2, 182.383 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity because it's only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We're watching the field being towed around now by that Toyota Camry XSE pace car. We'll see how many takers we've got on pit road. Mark, it wasn't that long ago, but these teams have a lot of tires, and they're going to bolt 4 new ones on every time they get a chance, I think.
13 sets for this race, Doug, but they have to be careful. They've got a set for a late race caution, potentially. Here they are coming onto pit lane, led by your leader, Christopher Bell. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
It was lap 144 when a lot of these cars hit pit road. Just 15 laps ago, Bubba Wallace is going to come back down pit road for 4 fresh tires again. He's one of my only cars down here that's going to take advantage of that. Martin Truex passing it up, along with Chase Elliott also staying out. Brad Gilley.
Christopher Bell just a little bit free. He gets 4 tires and a fast pit stop. William Byron, a little free, says his car really has longevity. He'll get 4 tires. Ross Chastain, a wedge adjustment, 4 tires and a fresh cold drink. Brett McMillan.
2 tire change for Ty Gibbs. Almost took one of his crewmen with him when he took off. Also in, we have Kyle Larson machine driven by Justin Allgaier. They get a 4 tire change and he heads back out.
Ty Gibbs with the 2 tire stop gets out ahead of Christopher Bell. Then it's going to be William Byron, Brad Keselowski, Bubba Wallace. All of these guys went 4 tires, followed by Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Michael McDowell.
Time for a local break. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4,000 and 5,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. For cars and trucks laying eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pit stops wrapped up here as we're quickly approaching the halfway mark. Yes. And keep in mind, Mark, one of the most special moments, I think, in all of sports is the silent tribute for Memorial Day and the fallen soldiers that happens at the end of stage two today. They bring the cars down, they shut them off, and the place goes silent for about 30 seconds. And it is so remarkable that you can have this place absolutely packed and you can't hear anything but the hum of the fluorescent lights.
And I like what they call it. It's not a moment of silence. It's a moment of remembrance for those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in this country, all the men, the women, from all races, from all different parts of this country. So many have worn the flag on their shoulder and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
I'm going to reference it again. When I got to drive the pace car today, there was Sergeant Bell's name on the pace car. He was in the Army, was stationed at Fort Bragg for a long time. His young son was able to ride in the back of the pace car on the pace lap.
Wow.
How is that?
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
I can only say wow.
That was really neat. So that was something that just added to me for the specialness of the day. 162 laps down as we ticked them off here in the Coca-Cola 600. We've had only three caution flags so far. B.J. McLeod got loose stage one at 100, and then at lap 158 when Ryan Blaney had hit the wall, but the problem was his car was stranded on pit road, and you got to get that out of there so everybody can make effective pit stops.
Yeah, and the wrecker is something hard to get around, and you want to make sure you throw the yellow flag so they can do that safely. If you just joined us, Ty Gibbs has led this race from the pole four times for 74 laps. Christopher Bell, two times for 32. William Byron, twice for 28. They're the top lap leaders. Tyler Reddick has moved up the most spots, 24. Chris Buescher, 22. Joey Logano, 19. And Justin Allgaier sitting in for Kyle Larson, up 18 spots. Doug, as this race has gone on, Justin Allgaier has gotten more and more comfortable. And Pat, you're one of these guys. You know Justin really well. You got to be happy that he's really putting in this kind of performance. And I know he has to be as well.
Well, yeah. And you know, the truth is that he is one of their standby guys that is always ready. A lot of times you see him walking around on Sunday after a Saturday Xfinity Series race. He's always on call for the Hendrick team and, of course, drives that Wheel Force car for them as well. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for him. I know that he's enjoying this a lot tonight, and I know that he really wants to do a great job for the boss man, Rick Hendrick, and certainly for Kyle Larson tonight.
He's currently 20th on the board. Let's give you the rundown, and they're giving the one-to-go signal, and they'll take the green with 36 to go in stage number two. Martin Truex Jr., the leader. Josh Berry, second. Third, Daniel Suarez. Fourth, Chase Elliott. Then you get to the first guy who made a pit stop, Ty Gibson, fifth. Sixth, Christopher Bell. William Byron, seventh. Eighth, Brad Keselowski. Ninth, Bubba Wallace. Tenth is Alex Bowman.
Denny Hamlin is 11th. Tyler Reddick up to 12th. McDowell rides in 13th. Austin Cindric, 14th. 15th, the Daniel Hemric. Chastain is 16th. 17th is Buescher. John Hunter Nemechek, 18th. 19th, Eric Jones. And 20th is Justin Allgaier.
Let's quickly go to Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Blaney out of the Infield Care Center came down for four tires, had a little bit of damage. What ultimately happened to the right front tire?
I don't know. I'll have to look if I hit something or I don't know. Just went into three, getting up to speed and blew a tire and hit the fence. So, yeah, unfortunate end to our night. That sucks. We're not even halfway and just wanted to work on your stuff all night. I thought we were getting a little better here and there, but won't get a shot.
Couldn't even drive it, could you?
Oh, no. Flat tire. Not driving it.
Ryan Blaney, former Coca-Cola 600 winner, out of the race early here.
All right, thank you, Wendy. We're ready for a restart. Here comes the pace car right by me. Martin Truex Jr. up here on the front row alongside Josh Berry, and they are ready to turn them loose once again here in the Coca-Cola 600.
36 laps till we'll get to halfway in the end of stage two here in the 600. The green flag is back in the air. Down on the inside, Martin Truex Jr. Let's see what Josh Berry and his Ford can do on the outside.
A few drivers elected to stay out this time. That gives them good track position. Truex Jr. slides up to the top, went into turn number one on the bottom. Now he'll slide up outside and
Tracy and his tire track to South Perry.
We got them three wide now, charging to the backstretch here and charging into turn three. Up front, though, it is MTJ with the lead off turn four.
Truex has the lead. His teammate Denny Hamlin, three wide, almost made a melee in turn four as his car got a bit out of shape. Truex, again, leads the pack back to one.
Kind of have to hold your breath when they dive into turn number one. Three wide, deep into the pack. This looks more like Talladega or Daytona. Off turn number two, the race leader, Martin Truex Jr., second, takes Elliott. Three wide for fifth, sixth, and seventh, right in the middle of that one. Daniel Suarez is there as well. Hamlin down on the bottom of the racetrack. Wow, this is great racing up front off four.
Three wide back there for the third place. Now they back off of it just a hair. It looks like the fourth place car will be William Byron. He will be followed by Ty Gibbs. But up front, it's Martin Truex Jr. being challenged by Elliott.
Elliott goes to the low side of the racetrack. Martin Truex Jr.'s Toyota rides the middle lane right behind them. Here comes a hard-charging William Byron. He gets a bump from Josh Berry.
William Byron almost put it in the fence with Josh Berry right behind him, giving him a little bit of a break there. But Byron is charging on the outside. He wants to take that second position away.
He now settles for the third spot as they exit turn number four. Then it's three wide. Hamlin, Gibbs is in the middle. Josh Berry up top. They stay that way going into turn number one.
Not a soul gives quarter. It is Denny Hamlin with a slight advantage. He'll make it now half a car length. He'll take that spot. He'll move up to fifth as they charge off two.
Chase Elliott wants to lead the 600, and he is door-to-door right now with Martin Truex Jr. Bottom of the racetrack. Here comes driver number nine. He wants to lead the 600 off of turn number four.
Love watching this sold-out crowd on its feet, and they are excited as Chase Elliott is on the point. The battle is going to be for second. That battle doesn't last long. It's William Byron.
It was three wide momentarily, but very quickly, William Byron will appropriate that second position. Now dropping to the bottom of the racetrack, running hard into turn number two, but settling up behind is Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace has got a fast car tonight. He and the boss man, Denny Hamlin, have been right up front. They charge into turn three now to the outside. The battle up front. It looks like Chase Elliott is going to be challenged by William Byron.
Chase Elliott moves up the racetrack to block Byron. Byron's tires eight laps better. He now looks to the inside. The fight is door to door in turn number one.
William Byron would like to make a two for two in stage wins tonight. He'll drive easily to the underside and slide up in front of Chase Elliott, taking that top position. Elliott now under fire. That's Bubba Wallace right behind.
Elliott holds on, though, right behind his teammate, closes it down to a half a car length. He'll go up to the middle of the turn in three and four, trying to make something work to catch back up.
Chase Elliott got a great run out of three, but wasn't enough. Now the battle is for the third spot. Denny Hamlin running underneath his driver, Bubba Wallace, side by side. They go into one.
Get close to the halfway point of this race, and there comes that teal number 11 of Denny Hamlin up to the third spot.
Martin Truex Jr. has really kind of dropped back there after being right up front when we got this thing going a minute ago. Up front for
trouble down the backstretch. Noah Gregson pounds the inside wall. Spinning now. He'll come to rest at the end of the back straightaway. Gather the car in. A big hit, but we're under caution yet again.
That is the fourth yellow flag in the Coca-Cola 600. It comes out on lap 171 with 229 to go in the race, 29 to go here in stage two of this, the 65th running of the Coke 600.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Fourth yellow of the night for a spinning Noah Gregson down the backstretch. That car is all used up, so the yellow is out. When it's time for a brake job, go with the smooth and quiet stopping power of Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. From Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Coca-Cola 600, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
28 laps to go here in stage 2. We're under the yellow. Pit Road is busy down to Windy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr. said he is terrible in dirty air. I was wondering if he was going to come down for four tires and fuel. He chooses to do so, Brad Gilley.
Trackhouse teammates decide to come in this time. Daniel Suarez in his box. He'll get a four-tire change. Ross Chastain also coming in for service. Four tires and a wedge adjustment to keep up with the track. Brett McMillan.
Kyle Busch has come in. The car is handling a lot better than it did earlier. He's getting a four-tire change. They come around to the left side of the car right now, topping it off with Sunoco Fuel, and then they'll send him back out. Jimmy Johnson also came in, and he just got topped off.
So it looks like the top nine cars did not come onto the pit lane, but everybody else did. And in just a moment, we'll reset the field as we get set for the finish of stage number 2. And then, of course, at the end of that, we'll have the moment of remembrance here on Memorial Day weekend in the Coca-Cola 600.
We'll wait till the cars come back around to the scoring line and give you a full field rundown. And it's been a fun race here so far. Four caution flags. And, Mark, I love the buzz today. Just being here, seeing it sold out, having the fans crammed into every crevice of this place. It's just, if you're not excited about this, I don't know what's going to get you up and going.
It's such a great weekend and week, Doug, for race fans. You know, we're at Hickory Motor Speedway Thursday night, the ASA Stars Super Late Model Series. Chase Elliott almost won that race. Josh Berry ran, I think, fifth in it. And then you had the truck race here, Nick Sanchez the winner. Chase Elliott wins the Xfinity Series race. Again, we mentioned Charles Leclerc, the winner of the F1 race, the Indy 500 for the second year in a row, won by Joseph Newgarden. Congratulations to Team Penske once again. Kyle Larson, a great showing. He ran as high as sixth in the race, got caught for speeding on pit road, winds up in the 18th position, is scheduled to hit the airport about 4 or 5 miles away in Concord about 9:20. We'll have to see what happens after
and,
that.
And it is, Allgaier clearly said the minute that Kyle Larson is on the ground, he'll defer as soon as they can and get him into that car.
Well, again, there's a tough decision there, Doug, because Allgaier is giving this car a great run. He's currently in the 13th position, and you can tell as the race goes on, he's getting more and more comfortable. He has no experience racing the next-gen cup car, and this veteran driver has done a remarkable job in this race, subbing for Kyle Larson.
Let's give you the Straight Talk Wireless leaderboard. It is William Byron on point, Chase Elliott is second, Denny Hamlin third, Bubba Wallace fourth, fifth to Christopher Bell. Alex Bowman rides sixth. Ty Gibbs is seventh. Michael McDowell is eighth. Ninth is Chris Buescher. And Austin Cindric is 10th.
11th is John Hunter Nemechek. 12th is Daniel Hemric. Justin Allgaier, as I mentioned, 13th. 14th, Chase Briscoe. Zane Smith is 15th. 16th, Carson Hocevar. Shane Van Gisbergen is in the 17th spot. Then it's Martin Truex Jr., 18th. 19th, Josh Berry. Brad Keselowski in 20th.
That leaderboard brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Straight Talk. WindyVenturini.com. It is time now for our WeatherGuard Top of the Box feature with Wendy Venturini.
Thank you, Doug. I'm with Alan Gustafson, crew chief for Chase Elliott. Alan, I heard Chase say, "I'm kind of stuck with it," and your response was, "You're pretty fast." What was the option on staying out this time?
Yeah, and that's what he was just commenting on. We're kind of stuck with that strategy we have here. So we have the track position, you know, just three laps more on our tires than the 24 and the 11 and some of those guys around us. So, yeah, we'll take the track position gamble here and see if we can hold on for 25 laps.
What's the weather situation? I know you guys watch it.
Yeah, it looks like, about 65 miles away. So I certainly think we'll get to halfway and, should get most of it done.
I saw you staying on top of the Indy 500 as well.
Yeah, I wanted to check where Kyle finished. I didn't see, but I was just curious.
18th.
Oh, okay, thanks.
All right, there we go. Alan Gustafson, crew chief for Chase Elliott, has a lot on his pit box right now. A lot of screens and a lot of information coming in.
Great job, Wendy Venturini. That's our WeatherGuard Top of the Box. Race fans know that there's no letting up, even when you're leading the field, and the front runner in truck boxes knows this too. So when it comes to durability, security, and innovation, the folks at WeatherGuard aren't taking their foot off the gas anytime soon. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Lights up on the pace car. They're headed to the Geico restart zone, Pat Patterson.
Yes, they are. Right in front of me right now, William Byron up here on the front with Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman, alongside C. Bell, and we're ready to get going again.
Crowd is back on its feet. 24 laps to go in stage two of the Coke 600. Here is William Byron, leads them into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is out, and Denny Hamlin smashes the back bumper of William Byron's car and shoots him out to the first spot.
It wasn't a really fast restart for William Byron. He waited late and he accelerated rather slowly, but it has him out in front and it puts Denny Hamlin right behind him and in the second position, but he's door-to-door with Chase Elliott.
Out front right now, William Byron by about a half a car length, Chase Elliott right there. Denny Hamlin with a fast Toyota at the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make a move for that second spot.
The cars up front all stayed out during this last caution run. It's William Byron out on the point, then it's Chase Elliott. Bubba Wallace up to third. He and Denny Hamlin have been stuck together all night, Rob.
Big move on the top, Doug, by Bubba Wallace. He went to the top of the racetrack off turn four, took third away. Now he's after second position. He'll slide up in front of Chase Elliott.
Not so fast, Chase Elliott says. Let me come back to the inside, and that's exactly what he did. Crossover move. Now him and Bubba Wallace battling it out for that second spot.
Bubba Wallace hammers the right foot down to the floor. He goes around Elliott. Now Elliott has to his inside. Christopher Bell, they're door-to-door in turn number one.
William Byron already about half dozen car lengths out in front. The battle is for second position among two cars. Christopher Bell would like to take it away from Bubba Wallace. They'll charge off turn two.
Bubba's got that spot. Third to Christopher Bell. Three-way battle back there behind these guys. There's Denny Hamlin involved with Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman. That's the way those guys race midway through three and four.
Chase Elliott's drifting back a little bit after getting a quick start here as Denny Hamlin holds on to the fourth spot. Then it's going to be Chase Elliott next in line. Alex Bowman having a pretty good run tonight. He rides sixth.
Rode high as the third position, but he settled back. Now the fight is for the third position. Christopher Bell came charging up there, but now Denny Hamlin says, "I'd like to have that back."
Those two race door-to-door momentarily. Then C. Bell kind of moves ahead a little bit further back. That's where you find Alex Bowman in his wake. Right now, Chase Elliott riding at the top of the racetrack.
JGR Toyota's now thunder out of turn four, side-by-side. Hamlin inside. Bell trying to hold him off on the outside as, again, they work their way back to the banking in one.
Still plenty of time to position yourself for some stage points. We're now within the last 20 laps of the second stage off turn two. William Byron's advantage over Bubba Wallace is shrinking somewhat.
Yeah, back behind him once again, Christopher Bell is there alongside Denny Hamlin. A little further back, Alex Bowman. Ty Gibbs now challenging Chase Elliott midway through the corner. Would like to move up a spot.
Don't think that Bubba Wallace right now is going to be satisfied to hang there in second. He is pedaling really hard. Second fastest car that last lap.
Yeah, and he's definitely reeling in the race leader. He'll go down a lane. That will give him hopefully some clean air off turn two. The advantage that Christopher Bell, or rather that Bubba's deficit is shrinking.
Looking a little further back there, watching Brad Keselowski battling against Josh Berry. Good fight there. Daniel Hemric's in the middle of that one as well as they work through the middle of the corner.
And now joining that fight, Tyler Reddick. It's a good battle there. Keselowski, again, trying to overtake Barry as Reddick closes in. Daniel Hemrick right behind them, continuing to run strong as well.
And that's the back part of the top 10, just trying to get in position, earn stage points. Christopher Bell now has settled out that fight with his teammate, Denny Hamlin, and he'll go after the second place car. Yeah, watching that battle come into turns 3 and 4 now. Once again, Bubba Wallace doing his best to try to use the middle of the racetrack. Hamlin digging hard at the bottom of the racetrack.
Had a good run last lap. May have given up a car length or two here to race leader William Byron. But still, that time around, fourth fastest lap on the track for Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, I would say that this, by no means has this stage been settled in favor of William Byron, as just a couple of car lengths back are Bubba Wallace and Christopher Bell.
Yeah, Bubba was playing his cards pretty close to his chest early tonight when they asked him if he had a good car. He said, I don't know. Well, he's got a good car tonight. He's trying to hold off Christopher Bell now off turn four.
It's a four-car breakaway up front, with Byron, Wallace, Bell, and Hamlin easing away from Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott in that fifth and sixth position. Here's Tyler Reddick now trying to drive inside of Ross Chastain. This is a battle for 12th place.
It's been a long first half of this race for Tyler Reddick, having to come from a lap down at the start of this event, goes to the inside of Ross Chastain, and they'll race side by side.
Yeah, they stay side by side. There's Reddick now. Chastain gets the better of him. Meanwhile, up front, once again, C. Bell getting charged hard back to the second spot.
Feel like Christopher Bell's the guy that's on the move right now. He's about three car lengths off the rear deck lid of Bubba Wallace. Back and forth is going to be Denny Hamlin, the leader. Byron back in one.
Honestly, I thought Byron would just ride off into the sunset and win this second stage handily, but here comes Bubba Wallace within a car length.
Yeah, the 23 is really on the move right now. He gets within about two car lengths. Now we'll go upstairs trying to work the top side of the racetrack, all four, to catch that lead.
As they come across the stripe, 14 laps to go in stage number two. Again, it's a four-car breakaway from fifth place Alex Bowman. They're single file back in one.
We'll watch and see which lane everybody chooses. It's the middle for the race leader, William Byron, who wasn't having much success on the top. Bell goes all the way to the top, and that enables him to get right to the back bumper of Bubba.
All right, down the back stretch. Here we go again. Can he make anything happen this time into turns three? Bubba Wallace will get passed by Christopher Bell. Now side by side, Wallace is with the 11 of Denny Hamlin.
Christopher Bell moved easily around Bubba Wallace, but here comes Bubba battling back down to the inside. Not so fast. Bubba tries to cut him off in one.
This is a lot of fun at the midpoint of this race. Christopher Bell in the middle, or top of the racetrack. The middle belongs to Bubba. Momentarily looking down low is Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin says, do that again. Do that again. I almost had you guys caught. They'll race into turn three. It'll be Bell going upstairs. Bubba in the middle of the racetrack. And now Denny's faded back about three cars.
They continue to dog William Byron down to the stripe. 12 now to go in stage number two. Here's Bell. Got a great run in turn four. Will he make the pass in one?
Once Bell finally got to that top four, he set his sights on the race leader. He'll take the top position. Bubba Wallace now will try to wrestle second away from Byron.
Wow, what a move by Christopher Bell out front and down into turn three now. Takes that car of his and stays right up at the top of the racetrack. Really likes the top side right now. Down to the bottom goes Willie B trying to catch back up.
11 laps to go here in stage two. It's intense up front. Christopher Bell leads it, riding in second. William Byron right there. Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin, they're all within 10 car lengths of each other.
Bubba Wallace will try to get down to the white line at the bottom, but William Byron will move down to block. He'll do it successfully off turn two. Bubba will have to try again as they head to three.
Christopher Bell is really pulling out a nice lead now as he heads into three. Stays on the top side of the racetrack, and that's where most of these cars are running right now, right up at next to the wall off four.
Brad Keselowski just blew by Chase Elliott, moved Keselowski up to sixth. He'd like to move up one more. He's attacking Alex Bowman now in turn number one.
As they fight for position right in front of them, things continue to be furious for that second spot as Keselowski will go underneath Bowman, may bypass him coming off turn number two. The fight's still there for second.
Yeah, that's a two-car battle there between Bowman and Keselowski. Meanwhile, up front, no change. Those top four run like this. Christopher Bell midway through the corner. A good battle for second. Bubba Wallace not letting go of William Byron.
Bubba keeps peeking down low, trying to get the air on the nose of that Toyota to move around the Chevy of William Byron. So far, Byron holding him at bay back in third.
I'm sure Hamlin could get back to the bumper of Bubba Wallace, and he's very close now. I thought he'd give him a shot, but instead he takes a peek to the inside, but Bubba will hang on to third.
He'll settle in nose to tail there with the guy he's the employer of. Here comes Hamlin. He'll look to the top side of the racetrack. Bubba Wallace is really making that resin work in the middle of the racetrack right now.
So with eight laps to go in stage two, Bell is easing away from a three-car battle for second and a two-car battle for fifth. Again, Bowman being trailed closely by Brad Keselowski.
Bowman obviously is being pursued by a car that's faster than the one he's driving, at least at the moment. This time off turn two, Keselowski will point it down to the bottom, but he simply can't get the run off the corner.
Yeah, exactly right, Rob. He settles in back behind him. Meanwhile, up front, once again, Christopher Bell, about an 8-9 car lead on second spot. But Bubba Wallace is still challenging that 24 car.
They're still fighting there for that runner-up spot. C-Bell has the point, but back there in for second, Byron Bubba and Denny Hamlin, Rob, they're all tied together.
They are, and with Bell taking the lead, he hasn't exactly driven away. He's just about five car lengths ahead of what appeared momentarily to be a three-wide battle, but it settles out single file once again off two.
Yeah, Denny tried that low lane down there in one and two, couldn't make it work there. Gets down here in three and four, and he stays up on the top side of the racetrack. Once again, Bubba Wallace challenging for the second spot.
And this happens now with six to go in stage number two. Wallace continues to pressure Byron. Meanwhile, Brad Keselowski has passed Bowman and now making tracks for Denny Hamlin.
Boy, once he got around Bowman, Brad Keselowski has set sail. I mean, he's running in the top four very, very rapidly. Right now, he's got the quickest machine on the racetrack.
Well, with this many laps left, he's got a chance to maybe get to the bumper of Denny Hamlin. Brad K. digging as hard as he can. Meanwhile, here goes Bubba one more time. Bottom of the racetrack, trying to make the move.
Bubba Wallace and William Byron have been hanging out together lap after lap. It'll be five to go when they cross the line this time. Bell has about a four-car length advantage over Byron. Then it's Wallace, Hamlin, and Keselowski coming on quick.
You know, you'd think that Bell would have been able to pull away running all by himself in clean air, but these two guys battling for second have made it impossible for him to pull out to a big lead.
I'm just amazed at how fast Brad Keselowski's running this group down. I don't know if he's going to get there fast enough or not to be part of this equation, but right now it's Christopher Bell leading it all four.
And Keselowski pitted 13 laps before these cars, but the
caution, we've got a problem on the backstretch. Harrison Burton has spun. He collects the car, keeps it off the outside wall, flat right side tires, but he spun coming off turn two, and we've got a massive amount of smoke back here. I didn't see the way that it began, but Harrison Burton seems to have been the only car involved without wall contact.
Fifth yellow flag of the day, and Mark Garrow, I don't know if they can get this cleaned up in time that they can restart here for stage number three, because you've got the moment of silence coming up. I have a feeling this may freeze the field and will be how we end up stage two.
I think you're right, Doug, because you can't make the pit stops and do all that in time. And then, of course, we still got to, you know, again, have that moment of remembrance that we do at the halfway mark of the Coca-Cola 600. So we'll have to see how NASCAR plays this out. But as they come down to the line and they've yet to pick up NASCAR pace car driver Jesse Dalavoot, and we have just three laps to go. So I think it is going to be Christopher Bell winning the second stage. It would be his third stage win in 2024.
And Harrison Burton's nightmarish season just continues here as he gets in the fence. And Mark, nothing has gone right for that team from the get-go this year. They'll have some promising runs, and then something will happen. And here today, Harrison Burton back on the pit road in a damaged number 21.
A lot of talk, Doug, about his future at this team and possible replacement for the Wood Brothers next season. No telling what's going to happen here. But for Harrison Burton, again, he'll run well in races, and then the finishes don't come with it for whatever reason.
Mark, truth be known, this is a performance-based business, and if you're not delivering the finishes, they're going to start looking around. It's like a pitcher that you run out to the mound, and he keeps getting pounded game after game. Pretty soon, you don't give him the ball again.
And, Doug, I hear that Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, we'll find out what's going on with Stuart Haas. So you've got four drivers in play there, including Chase Briscoe, who's a hot commodity and been rumored as a possible replacement over there in the 21.
Man, I've never imagined silly season cranking up early in May this year. We've already gotten people moving around. I mean, McDowell announced a couple of weeks ago that he's heading out over to Spire Motorsports for next year.
And who would ever thought that basically Stuart Haas Racing is just going to, at some point, just evaporate?
It may be. I mean, there is a lot of conversation around that as they cross over the start-finish line. Two laps to go here in stage two. It will finish under the yellow. Down to Brad Gilley.
Give you some updates here. Ross Chastain and his teammate Daniel Suarez came in when that last caution came out. That was lap 173. Now that we're getting closer to lap 200 in the end of stage two, they're debating on what their strategy might be. They're hoping if a lot of cars end up staying out as well, they could too, and there would be enough of a buffer behind them to maybe get them midway through stage three when everyone would have to pit. Problem is, it's not sounding like that. So the track position play that they made on fresher tires might not be able to come to fruition if this stage runs out. It's likely everyone is going to pit, regardless of whether or not they came in on lap 173.
So NASCAR has some safety vehicles out there trying to clean up the racetrack, not only where Harrison Burton hit the wall, but they're taking this time to move out and move and clean up some of the outside lanes here in turns 3 and 4, and that is going to end this stage under yellow.
We're going to have one more lap under the yellow here. The top 10 will finish this way. Christopher Bell, William Byron, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski. The next five, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Josh Berry, Ross Chastain, and Tyler Reddick.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, race fans. You may have seen that the 2024 NASCAR schedule includes an earlier trip to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. New England's only NASCAR weekend is moving up 3 weeks. This just means that we have less time to wait until we welcome you back to the Magic Mile for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend of thrilling on-track action. Keep an eye on NHMS.com and stay tuned for more updates as we count down to New England's only NASCAR weekend, June 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
We have some great programming here on PRN. You can pick it up on our terrestrial stations coast to coast. You can also pick it up on the PRN app. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki gets you up to date on all the short track racing around the country, and a daily dose of NASCAR news with yours truly on PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance: home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
On the historical day here in Charlotte, the 65th running of the Coke 600, we had an historical and hysterical honorary pace car driver.
It was a lot of fun. It was
Doug Rice with a death grip on the steering wheel.
It was fun, but it was intense. Even though you're not going that fast, you're only going 45 miles per hour with all that noise and power and people, you know, they've got business to do. I felt like, why am I out here? But it was funny. Thank you, Jesse Dolivoot, for making me feel so comfortable. I've gotten to do a lot of cool things this year. That may have moved to the top of the list.
Now, Jesse Dolivoot, speaking of which, the lights flashing on that 2025 Toyota Camry XSE is leading the entire field down pit road, where they'll stop, they'll cut the engines off, and in just a minute or two, we will have our moment of remembrance, which we do here at Charlotte Motor Speedway at the halfway mark of the Coca-Cola 600. They will stop the cars just shy of the start-finish line. And then after this moment of remembrance, they'll take them back out onto the racetrack. They'll come around and make their pit stops. But this is something very, very special. Again, we have a sellout crowd at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Standing room only tickets. They're all sold out. If you showed up today, wanted a ticket, you couldn't get in. That is how many people, the infield, the campers, everything is absolutely filled up. And in just a moment, you could hear a pin drop.
It gets eerily quiet here as they'll cut the engines on these cars and have this moment of remembrance here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
So again, they are now taking out a very large American flag, making its way to the infield area.
Let's pick up the PA announcer.
So often take for granted. Memorial Day, our most solemn holiday, when America's military might stands ready. Yet thankfully, their guns are silent. And so too in Charlotte, our engines are silent, so we may remember, reflect, and honor those who sacrificed all for our freedoms with this moment of silence. Thank you. Please remember to fly our flag proudly tomorrow.
Wow.
And, of course, the voice making the announcement, Mike Joy from Fox Television. And this crowd really responds nicely after it's all over. And the honor and remember flag is out displayed on the ball field. And they're also showing the 45th president up on the big screen here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. A very chilling moment here always at the Coca-Cola 600 and the moment of remembrance, Mark.
Mr. Trump, not very far away from us. Richard Childress has been his guide throughout the day here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And every time that happens, you still get that feeling. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just empty out the tank on your emotions because you think of all the men and women who have sacrificed, ultimately sacrificed for our country.
I don't know whose idea it was to start this tradition, but we should be grateful because I think it's one of the most stark representations of patriotism you're going to get anywhere at a crowd that's raucous and they're so noisy. And then to stop everything just to pay remembrance, that's really important.
And everybody dug in this place. Nobody was making a sound. It's just crazy. We got some members of the military behind us over here. Thank you so much for your service. And can't say enough, man, when you put that flag on your shoulder, when they played Taps today, I got very emotional. My dad was a Marine, and I thought about him and thought of all the other folks in the military, so that was just a pretty cool deal. So can't thank you guys enough.
And Mark, we've just done this moment of remembrance here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and we're kind enough to have a rear admiral step into the booth here with us. Met this
only a rear admiral?
Only a rear admiral, yes. Jason Nadehorsky is here with us. So you're the deputy commander. He's in the reserves now. How long were you active?
I did about 11 years active duty in the 16 years, equaling 27 in the reserves. And it's actually rear admiral select pending Senate confirmation. But thank you so much for having
me. We're going to ahead and promote you here.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
We'll just bump up.
So do you get a bar of what kind of thing do you get for that?
Pending confirmation, it'll be a promotion to 1-star rear admiral lower half in the United States Navy.
Wow.
Well, we're so glad that you're here. I know that you're also a huge race fan. You told me you spent a lot of time in the infield.
Absolutely. This is not my first time to Charlotte Motor Speedway, but it's the first time representing the United States Navy and the nearly 390,000 active duty sailors, both active duty and reserve. And just a thrill to be here and honor those that have made the ultimate sacrifice. Had a chance to interact with our Gold Star families today. And truly humbling, and I'm so grateful to be here and be in their presence. And what the Speedway and what NASCAR does in this partnership is just amazing.
It I've said this before, what Speedway Motorsports, NASCAR, the fans here at the racetrack, makes me proud to be part of this. Does it fill you with pride to have all these people wrapped around the American flag and wanting to honor not only our current servicemen, but those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice?
Absolutely, and I think that it's a testament to not only NASCAR, but those that have made the sacrifice and the partnership with not only the Speedway and, as I said, NASCAR, but the members of the military that are here. I think we've got somewhere over 2,500 active and reserve sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, Guardians, and it's really about them and their service. But for those Gold Star families and the folks that have made that ultimate sacrifice, that's what this weekend's about, and remembering them and their service, and we will never forget them or their service.
Well, Rear Admiral Select, we really appreciate you being here. Stick around. We're going to watch some racing up here, and this is a pretty good seat.
Absolutely, Doug. Thank you. Pleasure to be here and grateful for the opportunity. Thank you.
We're thankful for everything that you and all your fellow officers and enlisted men have done for us over the years.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're about ready to get back to business here. Wow, this has been an action-packed day and a lot of firepower up here in the PRN booth.
Yeah, no lie. Some serious stuff going on
here.
Well,
you flew F-18s. You could call in a strike force, maybe.
No kidding. And speaking of a strike force, they're on pit road. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott's been in the top 10. It's going to be four tires and fuel for him. We do know the rain is about 30 minutes out. Also, Bubba Wallace said he was trying to buy himself some time. He stayed pretty neutral. He wants to stay with the setup of the car right now. Four tires and fuel for him, Brad Gilley.
Here's your race leader, Christopher Bell, already down and away. Four tires and a fresh drink. Sunoco race fuel. William Byron, same for him. Air pressure adjustment for the 24, Brett McMillan.
9.5-second stop for Brad Keselowski. No changes. He's really happy with the car over the long run. If he could just make it a long run for the rest of the way, he'd be really happy.
So as they came off the pit lane, it is going to be Christopher Bell, William Byron, Bubba Wallace. They went on 1, 2, 3. They come out that way. Chase Elliott is up 3 to 4th. Brad Keselowski holds on to the 5th spot. Up 7, Ty Gibbs, that number 1 pit stall. He did 4 tires, still made up 7 positions. He was number 6. Then Reddick was 7th. He's up 3. Minus 4, Danny Hamlin gets burned again on pit road. Minus 1, Josh Berry 9th, 10th car off of pit lane, Ross Chastain.
Been a tough night for Denny Hamlin on pit road. He keeps having to battle back up into the bottom of the top 5, but Mark, those kind of mistakes, now that we're past halfway, they're going to cost you a lot more. I am curious to see. We're fully dark here. It's the second 300 miles of this race. Will the same drivers and cars be good that were good for the first part? In the first part of this race, Ty Gibbs led 74 laps, William Byron 48, Christopher Bell 45.
That's the question, isn't it?
That is.
We have seen heroes turn into zeros in the second half of the race, and zeros turn into heroes.
Well, we've already had that, a flip from last year when Ryan Blaney came in here and won this race, and Ryan Blaney is going to go home in 39th position. Truth be told, Ryan Blaney is probably already home. Yeah. They're not trapped in the infield like they were last week at North Wilkesboro for the All-Star race.
I'm guessing feet are up and he's listening to PRN right now.
I'd like to think that, but maybe not.
Ryan's old school. Hey, Blaney's old school, man.
We do like us some Ryan Blaney. Very easy guy to interview. We'll see about this tonight. After all of this is over, folks, there's a lot that goes on at Charlotte Motor Speedway when you win the Coke 600. Big victory lane. Then you go to the media center. Then you go just down to our right over to the Speedway Club up in the Smith Tower. And there's a couple of hundred people in there waiting for you to show up, and Marcus Smith comes in and showers you with more gifts.
And you trap him in the PRN studio.
We take him down to the PRN studios. It's usually bleary-eyed around 1:30, but they're glad to see us because we're the last people they have to talk to before they can scoot out the door.
Yeah, and it starts with, we promise they're the last people. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Yes. Well, you guys talked about the issues Denny Hamlin's been having. Remember earlier, he went too far into his pits and ended up getting blocked by the 17 of Chris Buescher. Well, he got blocked in by the 17 of Chris Buescher again and had to back up a little bit. That's why he lost spots on pit road again. And they say that they're backed up a little bit so that Denny Hamlin's stopping further back in his pit stall to try to buy some extra room, but it didn't help that time.
All right, thanks a lot there, Brad McMillan. Lights still on here on the pace car as they roll by. And we'll try to give you a full field rundown this time as they set the field. And it is going to be Ryan Preece up front as he pitted on lap 201. So Priest is going to be shown the race leader. Christopher Bell will be second. William Byron third. Bubba Wallace fourth. Fifth will belong to Chase Elliott. Brad Keselowski sixth. Tyler Reddick seventh. Eighth will be Ty Gibbs. Ninth is Denny Hamlin. And 10th is Josh Berry.
11th is Ross Chastain, Alex Bowman 12th, 13th Todd Gilliland, Daniel Suarez 14th, 15th Michael McDowell. Kyle Busch has battled back to 16th, 17th Martin Truex Jr., Justin Haley 18th, 19th Chase Briscoe, and Justin Allgaier subbing for Kyle Larson again, doing a great job today and now tonight in 20th.
Kyle Larson scheduled to get here in about 25 minutes. 21st is Daniel Hemric. 22nd, Joey Logano. Man, their struggles just continue this year. It looks like North Wilkesboro might have been an aberration. Austin Cindric is 23rd. 24th is Eric Jones. Austin Dillon, 25th. Carson Hocevar, 26th. 27th, Chris Buescher. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 28th. 29th is John Hunter Nemechek. And Zane Smith is 30th.
31st spot goes to Kaz Grala. Jimmy Johnson in 32nd, Shane Van Gisbergen in 33rd. 34th is Corey LaJoy, the last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 35th, Harrison Burton. Minus three in 36th is Ty Dillon. Minus eight in 37th is B.J. McLeod. Three drivers are out. Noah Gregson will get credit for 38th. Ryan Blaney, 39th, and the first car out was J.J. Yeley. That was a leaderboard brought to you by AutoZone. Get deals to start your summer right at AutoZone with the Memorial Day let's try that again. Get deals to start your summer right at AutoZone with the Memorial Day sale. Save on brakes, wash and wax, and more this weekend only. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, all of that rundown that we gave you, everybody on the lead lap kick up one spot because Ryan Preece did go on to pit road, and that means Christopher Bell is now the new race leader.
So he hung out and led a lap.
Yeah, good for him. So we're halfway home here in the Coca-Cola 600. We were watching the radar a moment ago. There are showers in the way, but I see a path. I envision a clear path and a parting of the thunderstorms that we're going to not be interrupted tonight.
And your middle name is Moses.
I feel good about that. I am the Kwisatz Haderach of weather forecasting here. I know all. So let's get this thing done.
You mean Noah, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Noah. There we go. We may need the boat.
Or Bible scholar.